Points. You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM on our big Eiffel Tower on the hill. Other frequencies elsewhere in Cascadia and around the world, you're listening to KBOO.FM. Click and donate to us, won't you, at KBOO.FM, where we go out to all the ships at sea.
And good morning. It is KBOO Portland at 1 minute before 10 o'clock on this Thursday morning. At 10:15, we've got Flashpoints for you with Dennis Bernstein. Then at 11 today, it's Between the Covers. Today, David Naiman will speak to Pulitzer Prize winner Gregory Pardlow about his book Digest, which draws from the present and past to form an intellectual American identity. That is all coming up this morning after we hear from Chris Andre with Air Cascadia. It's headlines, interviews, and commentary coming right up. Hey, thanks KBOO members for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on donate.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to be a founding sponsor of the Waterfront Blues Festival, happening June 30th through July 4th from noon to 10 p.m. Single day passes are now available, as well as the Blues Buddy Pass, the Benefactor Pass, and many other options to enjoy the blues in person. Again, that's the 30th Annual Waterfront Blues Festival, benefit for the Oregon Food Bank. Saturday, June 30th through July 4th, noon to 10 p.m. at Waterfront Park in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm/WBF2017.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, June 29th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. Well, we're a sanctuary radio. I guess that means that we've got until tomorrow to give up our sanctuary status. And as always at KBOO, it's no retreat, no surrender. No, not giving it up. Not now, not ever. Well, by this time, everyone is disgusted but not surprised at what Trump hath wrought alongside the Supreme Court. Now, it's right-wing bona fides, supported by the likes of Neil Gorsuch, who we are beginning to see what he's really going to mean for us. It's not good, any of it. But then think of it this way. On the bright side, under martial law, of course, there will have no need of a Supreme Court, will we? It'll be we'll be living in the full harsh glare of the Patriot Act. All of those clauses that nobody bothered to read, now they're going to be realer than red. That said, moving right along, we're fortunate to have Nick Cady with Cascadia Wildlands joining us again today to talk a bit more about yet another forest disaster unfolding. As we move deeper into the thicket of Trump rule, we're going to see some odd changes which will begin to become more and more legible as time goes by. We're going to have more corporations. Remember that clause in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Remember that bit, the court? Remember that strange, odd court where a corporation could go and sue a tiny, if a tiny community said, no, you can't take our trees and our water and all that. And then a corporation go and say, well, we're going to lose billions of dollars because you say we can't, by law, you can't take our trees or our water. Well, those tiny communities can be sued for billions by corporate interests. They can be literally destroyed. And I mean gone, as in ghost town, gone. That's how gone some communities could be. So we have no need. One reason that the U.S. administration, both the Obama administration and the Trump administration, were so willing to give up the Trans-Pacific Partnership is because they knew that greater things were to come into their coffers. And lo, did they ever. Wow. So Nick Cady is with us today. His job, of course, is obviously getting much more time-consuming and of much greater import than perhaps any of us ever imagined. Nick, good morning. I've got to just like race through some weather because we've got that blues festival coming up, which usually bakes everybody who comes unprepared. So for today, Thursday, we've got some overcast skies and then the sun burning through. Highs around 82. Not much in the way of wind. And for tonight, mostly clear. Lows around 58. Tomorrow, Friday, but dawn, sunny and bright. Highs near 84. And Friday evening, a little bit overcast, a little half and half there, with a low around 57. Okay, that's it for the weather. Moving right along. Good morning, Nick. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on the show again there. And, of course, this is all because of a recent press release that you shared with us. This is along with round three of the scoping hearings for Jordan Cove. All of these things are of a piece, and all of them bear careful, really careful observation, because as we could see now clearly under the Trump administration, it's corporations above all else, and they're going to pull out all the stops. And they will probably, in all likelihood, allow corporations to sue communities that would be affected by logging and that have taken a stance and said, no, you can't do that. And the corporations just say, well, we'll see about that. So we have Medford, the Bureau of Land Management, old growth timber sale, and a legal challenge, which is what we're here to talk about today. First, do you want to just bring listeners up to speed a little bit on that?
Sure, yeah. This is it's called the Lower Grave Timber Sale. It's near the Grave Put-In, with those familiar with the Rogue River. But it's a really archaic sale, a throwback to, you know, logging in the 50s and 60s. This is a straight 250-year-old forest clear-cutting, which is pretty egregious. And so we've challenged it in court and are hoping to protect this area. I think any little victory here in court is going to completely eliminate this timber sale. They're really going out on a limb trying to push this forward. Yes. And given a lot of the other threats to the Rogue River, and that area has traditionally been hammered by logging. And so this is one of the last refuges for spotted owls in the area. They planned this timber sale, and they had to keep on revising it because new spotted owls kept on coming into the project area, and Fish and Wildlife kept on giving them permission to log it. And it was kind of crazy.
Well, this, again, you touched on a number of points there. It does seem this is kind of a throwback to a time when corporations barely even needed to ask. They did in fact go ahead and log and then get a permission after the fact in some cases. So this is a change. Do you see any connection between this situation that we see here and the Trump administration's basically green light for corporations to go into any area they want and do what they will? And Pruitt, of course, is going to sign off on pretty much anything. I guess what I want to know is, have you begun to notice any changes in the an atmosphere in courts? The idea of exemption from all laws. Marsha Gessen talks a lot about that in a recent article about the notion of exemption, that corporate interests are exempt from laws that govern the rest of us.
Well, I think certainly. I think this timber sale, especially in the midst of very blatant legal violations and pushing forward. I think the Trump administration has, even though there's still a lot of these agencies are still waiting on appointees because this administration hasn't even gotten that far. But I think the industry folks, the industry favorable folks in a lot of these agencies are feeling pretty emboldened. And certainly the DOJ, the Department of Justice, who will sometimes pull back on these timber sales that the agency plans that they know are going to get challenged in court, and they know they're likely going to lose because they're blatantly illegal and taking lots of endangered species. That DOJ backdrop just isn't there anymore. And I think with this timber sale, if there wasn't a completely industry favorable Department of Justice, I think they would have pulled back on this sale.
Really? That's chilling. And this is just the start. When you say blatantly illegal, you want to just give listeners an idea of what some of that means.
Right. Well, the BLM is supposed to, when they're planning a timber sale, consider a number of alternatives. So it's, in this case, they're like, we're going to clear-cut old growth, but normally it's like, well, you should consider just thinning this forest or not logging at all. And in this case, the only thing they considered, which has routinely been overturned by the courts, it's like, this is illegal, is the only thing they considered was this old growth clear cutting, which was just outrageous, which is, leading to the take of numerous spotted owls, including new breeding pairs, which are rare and uncommon, and the spotted owl is doing so horribly lately. So, it's a pretty egregious sale.
The Medford Bureau of Land Management has been implementing something that's called dry forest restoration. These timber sales, apparently based on these guys, Dr. Norm Johnson and Jerry Franklin. When those two guys appeared riding into town, I wondered about that. I questioned that. I was told to show up because they were good news, and that in the end they would bring sort of a balance between logging and forest protection. No, I really questioned the recommendations of these two, and I wonder about their connection to the industry. But can you tell us a little bit about? It seems the Bedford Bureau of Land Management and these two, theoretically, I guess, academics. What is dry?
Right.
Yes.
So doctors, those two doctors who have been working on a number of forest principles that were supposed to guide a lot of the plan revisions, I agree with you. Some of their recommendations we're still very suspect of. As an organization, as Cascadia Wildlands. But one thing that they've generally gotten support for are their recommendations for dry forests and kind of pulling out along a lot of the drier, younger Douglas fir trees that normally would be consumed in fires if there was a natural fire regime going throughout our areas. And the Forest Service for forever has been putting out these fires, and so we don't have a natural forest in a lot of the areas, especially out in eastern Oregon, and some areas in southern Oregon. So this this timber sale is occurring in one of these dry forest areas, and if you log and clear cut these dry forest areas, it's very unlikely that the area recovers at all, ever, you know. And so that's why the recommendations pretty uniformly are, do not clear cut these dry forest areas. And that is exactly what the BLM is proposing. And even with our questions about Norm and Jerry and their recommendations for forests, this timber sale goes way above and beyond, and it's way more horrible than even those guys who are, you know, familiar with the timber industry and have been guiding kind of. Yeah, exactly.
This is a taste of things to come. Oregon has lost a tremendous percentage of its forests. The amount is staggering, and is rarely ever. What would you say in the last, say, 50?
I think it's estimated that we have between 3 and 5% of virgin forest left in Oregon.
So we've lost over 90% of our forests.
Yeah.
That's what people should understand. And that's what people need to bring to this struggle to protect what's left. Thank you so much, Dick. Any final thoughts you want to leave our listeners with today?
No, if you'd like to learn more, you can go to our website at www.castwild.org. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you so much. This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, June 29th, 2017. Rock Bergeron engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Rock. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thank you, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Today on Flashpoints, lying about Syria's use of chemical weapons, an interview with MIT Professor Emeritus Theodore Postol, also Libro Traficante, fighting the book ban, and the racist attacks on ethnic studies in Arizona. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned.
In Berkeley, I'm Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints.